Ash seethed in anger, even though he didn't know why. He'd been screwed over by his mother and Artemis more times than he could count. There had never been a woman in his life who hadn't lied and betrayed him. Not a one. Simmy had been the only pure thing he'd ever known, and even she had gone behind his back to seduce his best friend. She'd lost her innocence, and he'd gained an enemy who now had no intention of stopping until Ash was dead, or until Ash killed him. Yeah, women were the very bane of Ash's entire existence. He wished he'd been born gay so that he would have spared himself centuries of pain at their hands. But there was nothing he could do to change the past. Letting out a long, angry breath, he glared at Artemis.
And where is my daughter now?
That's why I'm here. I sent her to kill Sin.
You what?
Artemis squeaked and put more distance between them.
Don't worry, she's too much like you and wouldn't do it. So I had to call out Deimos to do it.
Oh, this was going to be good. Let me guess. Deimos is on the loose now after both of them?
She nodded. I told him not to hurt her, but he doesn't listen. And somehow he knows she's my daughter.
Now it all made sense. You want me to stop Deimos?
I want you to kill him.
He laughed in disbelief.
Don't shake your head at me, she snapped. I know you can do it. You're a god killer. His powers are nothing compared to yours.
He cut a lethal glare at her. Oh, you have no idea, Artie. Not really.
In fact, you're lucky I don't cut you down right now where you stand. You can't. You swore you wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm thinking right now your death might be worth mine.
You wouldn't dare.
He growled, knowing she was right. If he died, it would unleash his mother on the world and mankind would go up in a fiery blaze. Damn him for caring about that. He released a slow breath before he asked Queen Dents the obvious.
So how can I protect my daughter if you won't let me out of here? If Katra needs you, you can go to her. But she has to be in danger first.
Ash paused at hearing his daughter's name for the first time.
Katra?
In Greek it meant pure. Artemis nodded.
She looks just like you.
Holding her hand up, she summoned an image of Katra's face so that he could see her. Tears gathered in his eyes as he saw the beauty of his daughter. But he refused to let them fall. And as he looked at her image, he was stunned to realize that he did know her. It was the face he'd seen in his dreams. The blonde woman he couldn't identify. Somehow his mind must have known she was out there, and it had been struggling to tell him.
Have I ever seen her?
He asked, his voice barely more than a whisper.
Just once that I know. She was rushing out with the other Corys when you showed up unexpectedly. You glanced at her before I made you look at me.
He remembered that. He'd been struck by the fact that one of the Corys was obviously taller than Artemis, when he knew that Artemis couldn't stand having a woman taller than her around her.
The tall blonde?
Yes.
Ash swallowed the pain that swelled inside of him. To think he'd been that close to her. It cut him deep.
Does she know about me?
I never kept the identity of her father from her. It was why she went to visit your mother.
A sick feeling settled deep in his stomach.
What did you tell her, Artie? That I rejected her?
Her eyes snapped fire at him.
You know, Acheron, I get tired of you hurting me too. Really tired. Had you been decent to me, you would have known all about her. So don't you dare take that hostile tone with me. I did the right thing. You were the one who walked out on her. I was there for her, raising her, while you were off pouting.